Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura, in the morning at 6:16. I got to ask you, and I'm going to do it live on the air. Maybe we should.
Oh, boy.
Did you come through Norrie, or did you just go over Sunbury?
No, I came through Norrie, and it switched. What?
Yes.
The road is like seven feet lower than the other side of the road.
Wait. I want to ask you, is it all straightened out? Because when I came through, the state troopers were just showing up.
No.
Because there was people everywhere.
No, it's
they
not.
They were on both sides of the cones.
Exactly. And there were two cars stuck. So I was on the left-hand side of the road.
Good. That's where I was. That's where we're supposed to be.
But
because when you come off whatever other street you're coming off of,
sure,
whether it's be King Street or coming over the bridges like you do, the cones lead you to the left side.
Yes. Well, there were two cars stuck on the right-hand
yes
side, and this older gentleman was out of his Jeep Liberty.
Probably moving the cones
yes
so he could
and
make
he
it right.
And he had his like cell phone flashlight on,
mm-hmm,
and his headlights trying to, I think he was trying to figure out, like, am I going to break an axle?
Yes, because
by
of
going
the difference
over? Yes.
Right.
And then there was a truck farther down, closer to the underpass,
uh-huh,
who clearly had ran into some cones. And I was like, guys, what is... But the problem is, it's dark. And then there was a trucker in the mix, and I thought he was going to get stuck underneath the underpass.
There it is.
But he didn't, because he was on the appropriate side, so he was lower.
Well, here's the point. Where is the problem? Is it coming off of Duke Street? Is it coming off of Queen Street? Because somebody is getting on the wrong side of the cone somewhere. And you really can't from the traffic light. The traffic light puts you on the left side.
Yeah, I came from the traffic light. It put me on the left side.
But then you come down the street.
I think they might have either been coming out of like a little side alley.
Perhaps.
Or maybe Queen Street.
That's what I was thinking.
But is Queen Street open?
It apparently is. And Duke Street must apparently be open too. But
oh,
but there, or it's not, and they're going around the cones and finding themselves on the wrong side of the road.
We could talk about this for the rest of the
morning. Somebody needs to fix this before there's an accident. And then when I was coming through, there was a state trooper who obviously realized this was a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So he drove up on the sidewalk,
yep,
in the grass,
yep,
at the Geisinger building, and he put his lights on, and he was getting out to find out, hey, guys, what's going on? Because
mm-hmm
there were people on both sides of the
mm-hmm
road going in the same direction
mm-hmm
on both sides of the road.
Exactly. Well, and then at some point in time, you're going to run into those huge sandbags and road closed signs.
Or that cement divider sooner or later.
What
a hot mess.
What is PennDOT doing? My mom asked that question yesterday.
Absolute hot mess.
She goes, whoa, it's really traffic. Because she used to work at Bloomsburg University. She goes the
opposite
direction.
She always goes
direction
in the other direction. There's a reason
yes
for that. Some people
I
do.
I told her. And then when she was like, I'm going to go grocery shopping, and she goes, but I think I'm going to go to Lewisburg. I was like, yes, oh my gosh, don't go down the
Sunbury
strip.
Yeah. What a mess. What a hot mess.
I'm going to say it again. I feel bad for the businesses in Norrie.
Absolutely.
It just is. It's a wreck, and it's not going to get better anytime soon.
Mm-hmm. And the people that live in Norrie have been more than patient.
Oh my goodness. The poor people right there who
more
now they're
patient,
like front stoops are dug up. I'd be so annoyed.
What a mess this morning. It's nice to know that it's still a mess. Actually, it's not. Let's clean it up. Fun for the whole family. We're talking about this fun for the whole family if you're driving through Northumberland and the road change. What's up now?
I think they need to change some stuff, PennDOT, for everything. When you hear about cars going the wrong way at construction zones, why don't they mark the cones and the things with some green or something so you know that's where you need to go, or put a green arrow on it instead
hey
of just...
Great idea.
Construction cone with a white strip everywhere. Let's put you got red to not go somewhere. Let's put green so you know where you're going. I mean,
not a bad idea.
That's a great idea.
Orange and white.
Yeah, there you go.
About calling TalkBack 16 and saying, you know, it's not that hard to you have no problem putting all these other signs up. Add some green to it so we know where we got to go, especially when you can't paint the lines on the road sometimes either.
Yeah, that's probably the best idea that will ever be on TalkBack 16.
Right.
Tom and Laura. 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning.
Oh, I'm going to say it on air.
You're going to tell everybody what you forgot today?
And they're downstairs prepped in a bag in my refrigerator.
What is it?
I made Easter eggs.
You made Easter eggs. Mm-hmm.
For all of us, like the hard-boiled type or the
No,
what?
Not the dyed kind.
Okay, what kind?
It would be the peanut butter and or coconut variety.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a shame.
Homemade.
Homemade.
Yes.
And you forgot them.
Yes.
Well, first of all, that's impressive.
What, did she made them?
They're easy, dude.
Oh, okay, maybe not.
Chad Hirschberger is here for Mark.
I'm here in the morning.
Chad, I know.
We were trying to visit her today.
Chad Hirschberger, everyone. He's on WKOK this morning because Mark Lawrence is on retreat.
Yeah, he's having a good Friday.
No, he's not. He's over your house eating those eggs.
That would surprise me if he broke in.
I got to tell you, there are two things. I've often thought that if I had to have my last meal, there's two things I'd want. Cheese and peanut butter Easter.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I am so sorry. It just dawned upon me.
The good news is I'll be filling in for Mark again on next Thursday and Friday. So if you make them, save some for me.
All right, I'll save some. You got it.
And bring the Easter season lasts 50 days after this. So we still have plenty of time to celebrate
Easter.
He is
correct.
50 days?
Yes, because
that's longer than your birthday.
Because like Sunday he is risen, but then like he sort of walks amongst us all.
We celebrate till Pentecost.
So yes, and then Pentecost and then...
And then
juices.
There's some of us that don't celebrate at all.
That's true.
So anyway, so 50 days, that's longer than you celebrate your birthday.
It really is. And I get a week. And so do you. Yeah, and so does Matt.
Exactly.
And so does Chad. I'll take an Easter egg a day.
You'll take an Easter egg a day?
If you can get 50 in you?
All right. Well, I can bring some on Monday, but then I will put Chad's special secret stash aside for him.
There you go. News is next without... the peanut butter eggs.
Today's business doesn't...
JT, he does, you know, who needs instrumentation? He just does it all with his mouth. That's all good stuff. 6:47, Tom and Laura in the morning. You're talking about your homemade Easter eggs left at home.
I know, I feel bad.
Homemade, you can never beat homemade.
It's true.
But here are the top 5 Easter candies. Let's see if we all agree. Reese's peanut butter eggs, yum.
Are they number one?
Yes.
Of course.
Pastel colored M&Ms.
Okay.
Jelly Belly jelly beans.
They're the best.
Yep. Hershey's chocolate bunnies. Hershey.
Eh.
And rounding out the top 5 here, the Cadbury cream egg, which you said you're crazy about.
The Cadbury cream egg is number one in my heart.
I don't know what that stuff is, though.
It's deliciousness.
Yes, it is.
I do not
it's
like,
white
though.
And it's yellow.
I do not like, though, the new, like, caramel filled or the chocolate kind. No, I like the traditional.
The original.
In the blue with the gold with the wrapper. Traditional original.
Here are the top 5 candies that people hate on Easter. Number 1, the marshmallow peep.
Yeah, gross.
You love it or you hate it, and people that hate it really hate it. Generic jelly beans. You ever see like a bag of jelly beans in like the dollar store and you're like,
They all taste like licorice.
Number 3 is coconut nests, also known as macaroons. So,
I like those.
So macaroons are okay, but if you color them up for Easter, maybe they're kind of ugly looking. I don't know. Bubblegum eggs coming forth.
Gross.
And chocolate covered Jordan almonds round out the top 5 candies that we hate. I never even had one of those.
You never had one at like a wedding? Jordan almonds?
Oh, is that what they're called?
That's what that is. Those things in the nets that are hard, they'll break your teeth.
Yes.
That's a Jordan almond.
So they're actually an Easter candy, too.
I didn't know they were an Easter candy. I just thought they were gross.
I just thought they were the awful candies you get as a favor at a wedding.
That is correct.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News coming up next, sports and AccuWeather, and a flashback Friday. The marshmallow peep is the number one hated Easter candy.
Obviously.
Here's some trivia on the peeps. Are you ready? About 5.5 million peeps are made every day.
Every day?
And in 1 year, that's enough peeps to circle the globe twice.
Wow.
That's nuts.
It used to take 27 hours to make a peep back in 1953. Each chick was handmade with a pastry tube, but nowadays, automation. Number 3, yellow peeps, the chicks, are the original and still the favorite. Yellow bunnies now are in second place. And then you have the color combinations and the pinks and all that. Number 4, the vast majority of peeps are eaten around Easter. Well, no kidding.
Mm-hmm.
About 2 billion are produced each year, and 1.5 billion of them are eaten in the spring. Oof.
All makes sense.
And finally, you guys know where the peeps are made, right?
Yes, in the Lehigh Valley.
There it is, Bethlehem, woo-hoo! Pennsylvania.
Yep.
Yay. And on New Year's Eve in Bethlehem, they drop a giant 400-pound peep.
Yes.
At midnight.
So if you are a big fan of the peeps, Thank you for supporting Pennsylvania business.
There are so many peeps.
Laura still hasn't done the Chubby Bunny challenge.
That we
had to do. We still have to make her do it.
Ooh.
I was not in. I was away for the Chubby Bunny challenge.
Yes.
Yes. And I said I put... The funniest part of that is I said I got 5 peeps in my mouth, but then I realized there was one on the floor and fell out.
Exactly.
It was just
disgusting. Got 3 because my mouth's small.
Well, you know what they say. Morning guy, big mouth, you know. 94KX on a Flashback Friday. There you go, Mike. He needed to hear Breakfast at Tiffany's. Does it have anything to do with Gronk denting the Super Bowl trophy? That whole Tiffany thing we talked about yesterday?
Did you Google a picture of the trophy?
I actually saw it on ESPN yesterday. They were showing the actual video of what we talked about yesterday morning. Gronk holding up the Super Bowl trophy and hitting a ball. Thrown by a teammate, a baseball, and denting the trophy. Now, if you're familiar with the Lombardi trophy looks like, the dent is actually on the football.
Oh, man.
Up top, and it's a pretty good-sized dent.
I Googled a picture of it.
Some people are outraged. Some are like, it's Gronk being Gronk.
Sure, Gronk being Gronk, but at the same time, like, what would possess you to use the Lombardi trophy as a baseball bat?
Because he's Gronk.
Oh,
and what
man.
Did Tony Kornheiser say yesterday on ESPN? He goes, everybody in any generation has always had that dumb meathead in class in fourth grade. Mm-hmm. Now, that dumb meathead either grows up to be a very successful man or you never see him again. He goes, Rob Gronkowski is a very successful man. But that does not make him any less of a meathead. And I was like, okay, I could buy that.
Sure, sure. So, but still, like he held it up as a bat.
Yeah.
Like the football was the top of the bat.
Yes. And the base of the trophy was the handle and he swung.
That's, no.
And Edelman, another receiver, threw a baseball at him and he hit it.
He's just as guilty.
There it is. Boys will be boys.
I don't like that phrase.
KX.
With some late night TV for you Disney fans.
Disney is expected to unveil a Beauty and the Beast themed bar at one of its Florida resorts this fall. The way it works is everyone there is a beast, and then 3 drinks in, they look like a beauty.
Flashback Friday, 94KX. Giggle for me. There it is. 94KX with... Flashback Friday, keep the requests coming, all right?
What's new in theaters this weekend?
This ain't gonna be easy.
Here's Movie Mike with the new movie rundown on 94KX.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing Apollo 11. For Showtime's and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. It's a holiday weekend, so we have 4 brand new movies opening.
Wow.
We're gonna start off with Breakthrough. This is based on a true story. When her 14-year-old son drowns in a lake, a faithful mother prays for him to come back from the brink of death and be healed. This one stars Chrissy Metz from that TV show, This Is Life, that
no,
I guess makes everybody
this
cry.
This is us.
Oh, This Is Us. But yep. I say This Is Life. Where did I get that
from? It doesn't matter. It's This Is Us, and it's an excellent TV show.
Okay, yeah, This Is Us. It's early in the morning, folks. It's early in the morning. Topher Grace also co-starring in that one. Also opening today is The Curse. I got to see if I can say this properly. The Curse of La Llorona. Ignoring the eerie warning of a troubled mother suspected of child endangerment, a social worker and her own small kids are soon drawn into a frightening supernatural realm.
What?
Yeah, this is based on an old, I guess it's like a Mexican
Happy
lore,
Easter.
Something like that.
Yeah, Happy Easter, everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. All yeah. Right. Just, you know, in case you want to go and have your wits scared out of you on Easter weekend.
Maybe. I don't know.
We've also got Teen Spirit, a shy teenager who dreams of escaping her small town and pursuing her passion to sing, enters a singing competition. This one stars Elle Fanning. And finally, opening this weekend is Disney Nature's Penguins, the story of Steve, in air quotes.
Steve the
Because I don't think penguins actually name each other. And if they did, they wouldn't name each other Steve.
Probably not.
But anyway, Steve is an Adelaide penguin on a quest to find a life partner and start a family.
Aww.
In other words, this is basically a remake of March of the Penguins.
March of the Penguins.
Yeah.
I advanced screened this movie with my reviews on our website now. It does cover the same ground as March of the Penguins, but the photography is really great and the penguins are fascinating. So I do recommend it, although...
But is it voiced... by Morgan Freeman.
No, it's voiced by Ed Helms.
Nope.
I think it's, you know, kind of the modern day Morgan Freeman.
Sure, I guess so, but nobody beats Morgan.
No.
But back to the storyline, isn't there a little bit of Steve in all of us?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Happy Easter, everybody. Steve the penguin.
We're all Steve. We're all Steve, just looking for love.
Yeah. In all the right places, hopefully.
And this movie ends with Steve walking across the ice to the tune of Whitesnake's Here I Go Again. I'm not making that up.
No, it doesn't.
It does. I'm not making
really?
That up.
Really?
It really does.
Stop it. Now I need to see it.
Yeah. All right. Coming up in under 30 minutes, what will you be reviewing?
Hellboy, and it will be a review unlike any I've ever done before.
Woohoo! Ooh,
stand by, Steve.
It's Blaze.
There's a Flashback Friday song for you. There you go, Ryan. Journey, we may or may not have enjoyed that song just a little bit too much.
You always got to do something crazy to that Journey song. I mean, you really do.
Watch for the video, people.
Yes, I definitely want to see this.
It'll
that
be edited
fun.
And put together soon. Do you think of the last episode of The Sopranos when you hear that song?
I don't want to talk about the last episode of The
Sopranos.
Because
it was weird. Well, Steve Perry originally did not want the song on the show.
Oh, really?
I was holding out and approving that song. Only because I did not want to see the whole family get whacked. Because it was the last one, it was all hush-hush and very tight. I told my publisher, I said, I won't say yes unless you get a phone call from somebody in David Jase's office or David himself. 4 o'clock, she calls me. She says, okay, you have to swear not to tell nobody. I said, I promise. She tells me how it ends. Did not tell me they went to black. Because I, like the rest of the country, when it went to black, I mean, what happened to my TV?
This is how it ended. That's how
yes.
it ended.
And my husband and I thought that our cable went out.
Now, that's funny. But, I'm sure most of the nation probably did, right?
Probably. Right. Yeah, I mean, I just remember being like, wait, what? Isn't there 2 minutes left? What?
Nope.
And that was it. Show over. Series over.
There you have it. Don't Stop Believing. Hey, you know that music. It's time, a little bit late, as usual on a Friday, for Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies.
Believe it. Happy birthday to Amanda Fremlin from Treverton. She's 29.
A very happy birthday to Lisa Wilson, 51.
Elaine Kalp from Herndon is 47. Happy birthday.
Angela Treese is 37 as well. Happy birthday.
Melissa Carl from Knapp Heights is 34.
Jeff McLeod from Sunbury is 44. Happy birthday.
Brittany Neidig from Sunbury is 26 today.
Pat Musser from Blue Hill is 54.
Jim Reynolds from Elysburg is 48. Happy birthday.
Chris Kessler from Sunbury is 32.
Sandy Muscarella is 62 today.
Ken Lyons from Sunbury is 52. Happy birthday.
Deb Everett from Mifflinburg is 52.
Tammy Khalifa from Sunbury is 52.
Lisa Feldman from Seals Grove is 55. Happy birthday.
And happy birthday to Debbie Reitinger from Danville. She's 52.
Tracy Farr from Bloomsburg is 46.
Everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always call us 1-800-326-94KX. Text us 49330 or message us on the 94KX Facebook page. Every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
Here's the deal. Feeding, growing.
There you go, Felicia. Thank you for the request.
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing Apollo 11. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. The Hellboy reboot is awful. Actually, it's beyond awful. It's an offense to the eyes and the brain.
Oh.
David Harbour plays the title character, and he's trying to prevent an evil blood queen, played by Mila Jovovich, from spreading her evil across the world. Here's a list of everything that's bad about Hellboy. The story is muddled and confusing, which makes it very easy to start zoning out. The supporting characters are incredibly dull. It lacks the artistry and style that director Guillermo del Toro brought to the two previous installments. Visually, it's dark and gloomy, and after a while, you get tired of looking at something so ugly. The action scenes are uninspired, especially the requisite finale in which CGI creatures fight each other. The attempts at humor are not funny, which is a shame since Hellboy's comedic sarcasm is a significant part of his appeal. The Blood Queen is underdeveloped, so she poses no threat whatsoever. So much blood is graphically shed on screen that it becomes seriously off-putting and mildly stomach-churning. Now here's a list of everything that's good about Hellboy. Eventually it ends. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 1, Ron Perlman.
Ho!
Wow, tell us how you really feel, Mike.
Yeah,
this is just terrible, and I love the Hellboy character in comics. Mm-hmm. I love the two previous movies, and it's like they said,
How can we completely screw up a good thing?
Right?
And then they took every step they could take to make this
I kind of thought Ron Perlman was perfect as Hellboy.
He was, yeah.
Right?
You can't really top
him. No, you cannot.
Oh, well.
Okay, so check that off the list of things not doing that this weekend. Yeah.
And you've got four movies to see this weekend.
Yes. I've already seen Penguins. I'm seeing Breakthrough later today. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, busy weekend.
All right. Well, cool. Enjoy your Easter with your lovely family.
Yes. You guys have a great Easter, too.
Thank
and everybody
you.
Listening, have a wonderful holiday.
Ask the Expert.
Tom and Laura in the morning on a Flashback Friday. We're going to flashback tonight at the Front Street Station. And we're going to hear some brand new music as well. Joining us, Pete Palladino. Pete Palladino and friends tonight at the Front Street. Pete Palladino, the former front man of the Badleys. How are you doing, my old friend?
I'm great. How you doing, Tom? How you doing, Laura?
Hey, what's going on, Pete? Thank you so much for calling in bright and early, getting ready for the show,
no
I'm sure.
People are excited about this show, Pete. Back in the 90s, the first time around, 94KX, we brought Central PA the Badleys, and you were a very large part of that. So we're going to hear some Badleys music tonight, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, how can we do a show without kind of giving a nod to a bunch of the stuff that I enjoy singing? You know, the whole idea with these shows was it's kind of a showcase for a lot of my new stuff. It's a showcase for some of the stuff that I've been involved with in the past, as well as I've got this badass band. And so, you know, Dustin Douglas and the Electric Gentlemen are my band, and so they're going to do some of their songs. It's just going to be a great night of music.
Now, Pete, did I hear you say new music? Are you working on some things right now?
Yeah, so I've got, you know, the past couple of years, I've got a bunch of stuff that I've been working on. Initially, you know, maybe thoughts for including them in Badley stuff, but then, you know, they were just very different than I think what the Badleys were. And, you know, so I want to play a bunch of these songs out live in front of people and see the reactions and work on arrangements. And it's just, you know, it's hard when you're sitting in your studio by yourself, you know, trying to get a gauge on, you know, are these any good or not? This is a good time to get some perspective.
Right.
And just let these songs fly.
And for those of our listening audience who were at the Kick Show a couple weeks ago, Dustin Douglas and the Electric Gentleman, one of the opening acts, they got a real good taste of Dustin's music. So now it'll be good to hear it again and then hear some of your material as well.
Yeah, these guys, like, those are some of the best musicians that I know and some of my best friends. So when I was putting together ideas for this, I was like, you know, let's just do this with Dustin and the guys because we have such this shorthand of conversation in real life. And so it just translates musically as well. And it's always a good time.
Okay. What's the feeling going to be like when you take the stage at the Front Street again and people haven't seen you in a while? You haven't been home in a while. Laura and I have been singing, Pete Palladino's coming home.
That's awesome.
what's it going to feel like for you?
I haven't been to Front Street in such a long time. I mean, those guys that kind of know the history of the band, like I went to Susquehanna University, wound up kind of staying there after school because I was playing in the band. Front Street was kind of our unofficial office. So whenever we were done with rehearsals, we would go there, and we were there. You know, Lord knows where it wound up. I'm looking forward to seeing all those guys. It's been a great, great time. I have fond memories of Front Street.
The years have passed. We're going to relive some of those tonight, and we're going to hear some new stuff as well. I'm all excited about the show, Laura.
Me too, absolutely. Doors open at 7 p.m. The show starts at 8. Pete, I'm going to put you on the spot, though. We have that final pair of tickets to give away. What caller should we take, 1, 4, or 9?
I'm a big fan of caller 4.
Then caller 4 right now, that final pair of tickets to get on the list in the door tonight, 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck. Pete, we'll see you tonight, buddy.
I'll see you tonight. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, Pete. Bye.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Caller 4, like Pete said, you got to be 21 or better. Good luck.
Their customers in their prayers. Town.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, Flashback Friday, with a lot of late night sound, all on the same topic, and we've been talking about it this morning on the news. The
Mueller report is out. It's 448 pages long. It was delivered to members of Congress this morning on CD-ROM, which meant members of Congress had to dig out their computers from 1994 to read it, I guess.
Yes. Do computers even have a CD drive?
My
mom's has one.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
According to Robert Mueller's report, President Trump responded to the appointment of a special counsel by saying, "This is the worst thing that's ever happened to me." Said Eric, "Yes, out of last place."
Republicans say it proves that there was no collusion and exonerates Trump. Democrats say they want to see the redacted parts and have the attorney general testify. While the rest of America is like, thank God it's almost 420.
And there you have it. Do you have a computer with a CD-ROM on it?
Not anymore. I used to.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Flashback Friday, isn't it?
Exactly.
Truly.
So I guess Congress still has CD-ROM players, I guess.
Cool.
Flashback Friday with the U.S. Congress. 94KX, hometown. 94KX, Flashback Friday. The big album done from the Badleys on the West Coast that never really got released out there and nationwide. They brought it home years later after a legal fight. And don't let me hide. Pete Palladino tonight at the Front Street Station doing some Badley stuff and a whole lot more. We have a special request, I think. Somebody on the phone for you, Laura.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Where's my Chechy?
Braxton, good morning. It's Chechy.
Braxton has a request this morning.
Braxton, what's your request? What songs do you want to hear?
Easter Bunny song.
The Easter Bunny song? Where'd you get that?
It's Gene Autry.
On your phone.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hopping, Easter's on its way.
Isn't that adorable?
The singing cowboy.
That's awesome.
It's just for my nephew, Braxton. What Braxton wants, Easter Braxton joy, gets from his Chuchy.
Okay.
Easter bright and gay.
He's got soybeans
for Tommy color. Aw, sing along, Braxton.
There's an orchid for your mommy and an Easter bonnet, too. Oh, here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity happy Easter Day.
Oh, happy Easter Day.
Happy Easter,
Braxton.
That's funny stuff.
Love it.
And now he's ready for Easter officially.
Absolutely.
Nice.
I am too.
Hey, did you go out for breakfast?
I don't work at the car wash. I just take my car there. Flashback Friday with Rolls Royce and Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. We save the car washes for Wednesday around here. What's going on Easter at the Laura Good House?
Myself and the Hubs will be headed to my parents. My cousins are coming in from Pittsburgh and New Jersey, respectively.
Wow.
Graham will be there, all of the kids, my sister, the nephews,
the one you just heard on the radio.
Yes, that is correct.
Singing Here Comes Peter Cottontail.
I'm pretty sure that Bush and Papa may or may not have some surprises planned for the kiddos.
Like maybe an Easter egg hunt if the weather holds.
And then in the afternoon, we'll go over to my in-laws, most likely. We normally do that. Say hello. Get a basket.
I'm heading home to see my mama.
Ooh, Mama Morganzo.
Yep, she'll have a big basket in the middle of the table just loaded with candy, and we'll just celebrate Easter. Don't know who else in the family is going to be part. Two-thirds of us will have an Easter basket this year.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
My mom's the best at that. Even as a grown-up, I still get an Easter basket.
85% of parents limit how much candy they eat in that basket.
Yes, there is less candy now than there used to be.
There you go. And spending time with family is the number one thing we like to do on Easter. The second place event is hunting for eggs, and then there are religious aspects for others. So whatever you're doing, have yourself a happy Easter.
Absolutely.
Sean Carey's next. Enjoy the holiday.
Bye.
Everybody.
Have a good weekend.